It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
I find that in my study of the Word of God in the years that I've been privileged to study the Bible, I found that God is He speaks plain. He's plain spoken. He tells it like it is. The Bible says in itself that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Well, God is plain spoken, and He tells it like it is. And not only in the book of Proverbs, as we've been looking at, and we go through the book of Proverbs and we see many proverbs that Solomon has given us under the inspiration of the Lord. Now remember, God is the author. He is the one who is responsible for His book, and that book is the Word of God, the Bible. That book, I believe, is the Word of God, is the King James Bible without error. It not only contains the Word of God, it is the Word of God. And as we go there and read the Word of God, the Bible teaches us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Not only does a person know how to be saved, know how to go to heaven, and receiving that faith, having faith and knowing how to get there through the Word of God, through Jesus Christ, not only does faith come to the unbeliever, but faith comes to the person who is saved. Our faith grows in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as we get into the Word of God and we study more and more. It's such a great blessing and privilege to be able to get into God's Word and to listen to Him as thus saith the Lord. Well, the book of Proverbs has much to say about the fool. But I also see that in the book of Psalms, the one psalm in Psalm 14:1, it says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Now notice what even the book of Psalms says, this psalm in particular, Psalm 14:1, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Well, the Bible expands on that and expounds when it says there is none good, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But here it seems to be even plainer when it says the fool hath said in his heart. I don't know about you, but I do not want to be called a fool. And I don't believe you want to be called a fool either. No one wants to be called a fool. And this is something that each person needs to understand, that there is God. He is God. He is the creator. He is the one who is responsible for the sustaining of this world, of the entire universe, of everything. He is the creator, and He's the sustainer of life. Well, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Now, I look around today, and I see there's a lot of fools. There's a lot of people who seem to just go on their merry way, not understanding or not letting people, other people know that they know that there is a God. If they're not letting people know, then it would appear that they do not believe in God. Well, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Man becomes a God unto himself when he is left alone, when he is, when he refuses to go God's way, the way that leads to life eternal. You need to be careful. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. People need to listen. And we look around us today and we see all kinds of ungodliness going on around us. And it's not only as we look around into the secular world, we look and we see ungodliness in so-called local churches. Local churches that condone homosexuality and all sorts of sin, debauchery that's going on today, transgenders, all of the drag queens and all of that. I don't call them queens, of course, but that's what they go by. It's all ungodliness. But let me quickly remind you that God can save anyone. It makes no difference who a person is, what they've done in their life. Any person can be saved by coming to Jesus Christ and receiving him as Lord and Savior. But the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And this is something that we need to continually have saved people, of letting people know that it makes no difference who the person is, they can still be saved, no matter who they are, where they're at, they can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But first, they need to realize there is God. He is God. Jesus Christ is the Savior. When the book of Proverbs, we've been looking at that, and I've been studying that now for a few days, and there is something is listed in the Bible that fools hate. Now, there's many things I'm sure that fools hate, but Proverbs 1:22 says, "How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." Well, what fools hate, according to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 22, is knowledge. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." This is what I've been speaking of. The fool refuses to acknowledge God, and therefore there is no knowledge. They are actually, should I use the term, dumb, because they do not listen to what God has to say to them. Well, what fools despise, according to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, is wisdom and instruction. There's people who simply will not listen to what God has to say. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 2 says, "A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself." Well, what fools have no delight in, according to this proverb, according to Proverbs chapter 18 verse 2, is understanding. And in light of these verses that I've read, wise people delight in and love knowledge, wisdom, instruction, and understanding. I don't know about you, but I love to read. I love to gain knowledge. And I love to know what God has done in the past and what he's doing now and what he's going to do in the future. And we need to get into the Word and understand that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We do that when we get into the Word of God. We gain knowledge. We delight in love, knowledge, wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Well, the problem is not that fools lack the knowledge that they need. The problem is that they reject or disregard this knowledge which they have. They're going to disregard that. You can tell someone, they can even be sitting in a church service where the Word of God is being preached, and they can go there many times. Maybe they're a regular church attender, and they can hear the Word of God over and over again, but they refuse to gain. They refuse to actually accept what God is saying. They reject and disregard the knowledge which God is giving them, even though they sit in a church service or in wherever they're at and they hear the Word of God. They do not use the information that God has supplied for them. They refuse to listen to God and act upon what he says. Well, the fool hates the very thing that he desperately needs. And you can read Proverbs 1:22, and it talks about that. And this is like the person who hates the medicine that will make him well and refuses to take it. This would be like a person who hates nourishing food, the very thing we need to live and to survive. Well, what does a fool do when his father, who is older and much more experienced in living, what does the fool do when his father instructs him in the way he should go? Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 5 says, "A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent." The fool despises his father's instruction according to that verse, Proverbs 15:5. Now, it's true that when we're growing up, when we're young, we think we know more than our parents do. We think that we know more than father. But we soon learn that father knows more than we do. And as we grow older and older, we find out that our fathers were very smart. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 9 says, "Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words." When someone speaks to a fool and gives him wise advice, he despises the wisdom of words, according to that verse. Well, speaking of fathers once again, we need to realize that God has placed a man in this world to lead and guide younger people. Now, you say, well, the women can do that. They sure can. They can guide the other women. They can guide the young girls and help them to understand their responsibility in this world. But the man has been placed here as the head of the family to guide and direct that family in the way that it should go, just as God guides every person in the way they should go. He is the head. Well, notice this, that as we grow older and older, we understand that our fathers knew more than what we what we ever thought that our fathers knew. And especially when we get to be a father, we start understanding. We look back and we see our children, how that they look at us and they think they know more than we do. Well, how do you respond when someone gives you wise advice and counsel? Do you heed the counsel of others, such as your pastor, Sunday school teachers, and so forth, or are you like a child that you think you know more? Do you display a know-it-all attitude, or a you can't tell me anything attitude and an unwillingness to follow the advice of others? Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 15 says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." One thing that is lacking in our families today is discipline. Some people call it punishment. I call it corporal correction. It's correcting that child when that child does something wrong. Notice that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, according to Proverbs 22:15. We've read that. And this foolishness comes out and expresses itself in the form of disobedience and disrespect. How should the parents deal with this problem, and how can mom and dad drive the foolishness away? Corporal correction, the rod of correction, is needed when a child shows disrespect and disobedience. And this means physical, bodily, and spiritual correction. Foolishness is bound in the heart of older people too, because we were all born in sin. We do not naturally become wise. We naturally become foolish. Now, when a child of God disobeys God, and when that child of God gets out of the will of God, when that child of God sins, then the Bible teaches us that our fellowship is broken with God. That, once again, it's not the fact that we lose our salvation, it's because it's our fellowship that we need to regain, and we need to say, "Oh God, forgive me, I've done wrong. I need you, Lord." When we do that, then he is willing to say, "I forgive you," not to save us, but so that we will have our fellowship restored with him. And sometimes he has to use the rod of correction. We'll talk about that later on as we continue our study in the book of Proverbs. May the Lord bless you. Keep studying the Word of God. Get into it and let God speak to your heart.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.